I'm Pat Lencioni here with Chris Stefanik, and here is your 3-minute reset. I'm thinking today about this concept of fun and how we all have to find our fun in life. And this sounds like such a simple thing, but I've come to realize recently in myself and almost every other person I meet that it is a bigger challenge than we realize. So many people are struggling to understand what is fun to them. And I've met many people, a lot of men, but I think it probably is both men and women, who will say, you know, I don't remember what it means to have fun, and I'm not sure what I really enjoy. And I think one of the big problems with this, there are many, but is that what we do instead of doing something that is really joyful and fun is we find merely a distraction that keeps us from thinking about this. But when we don't have something in life, and God intends us to have fun, it destroys our joy in other things like work and family. There is a need for us to do this, and yet so many of us are struggling.
There's a great quote from G.K. Chesterton. He said, "Angels fly because they take themselves lightly, and Satan fell because of the weight of gravity." You know, fun isn't just a side topic. It's actually really serious. You know, in the ancient world, and Thomas Aquinas picked this up, talked about the virtue of eutropelia, that this was up there with the virtues like purity and justice and really important strengths of your soul. The strength of your soul, that part of your character that enables you to have fun. And it's so important because when you are able to have fun, what you're doing is putting the concerns of daily life in their proper place. That even if they're overwhelming at times, I can come home after work and say to my wife and kids, hey, who we are as a family is more important than all the stuff I'm doing to feed the family. And that's true in your workplace. The quickest way to lose focus is to lose the passion and fun you had that gave you the idea to start the business that you're running. You lose that and all the details start to take center stage. But you can keep that focus by, frankly, having fun in intentional ways every day.
And I think sometimes a misplaced sense of responsibility is what robs us of fun, because we think, well, my job is to make sure that my spouse or my kids or my employees are having fun. And that is true. And it's painful for me to admit this, but all of those people I just mentioned would be really happy if they knew I found fun in something. Mm-hmm. And when people say to me, what do you do for fun, Pat? What are your hobbies? I think it's so painful that I usually joke about it. Like, I don't even know. And deep down inside, I'm saying, I don't know. I need to figure that out. And so I want everybody listening to this, if you can relate to me, to spend some time in prayer and say, God, help me discover the wholesome fun that you have for me, because it matters. Let's pray.
Lord, thank you for being our Father, and that you want your children to have fun, that you rejoice in the thought of us just enjoying life. Help us to lean into that. Help us to discover what makes us fun again. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.